Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. And now, Marcia Pilgrim continues the story of Office Wife.
Uncle Tressida told us all a few days ago that his health wasn't all it might be. But none of us thought for a moment anything like this would happen. You see, I had to drive Aunt Harriet out tonight. And while we were away, we left Uncle Tressida alone with Harry Palmer. They had a lot to discuss about Harry's new responsibilities in the firm. And when we got back, there was Harry, almost frantic. Uncle Tressida had just had a heart attack. He's terribly ill. We called Dr. McIndoe, and he's with him now, and Aunt Harriet. He made Harry and me wait downstairs. And he's beside himself, pacing up and down. Certainly not making the waiting any easier for me. Oh, Harry, please, please. Do sit down and keep still. You want to drive me off my head?
I'm sorry. I just can't help myself. I'm almost as fond of your uncle as you are, Marcia. Oh, if only they'd tell us how he is.
Well, I've been up twice and they told me to keep away.
But if he's conscious...
Oh, he is conscious, I tell you. I listened outside the door, and Aunt Harriet was talking to him.
What was she saying? I have to know, Marcia.
Well, I couldn't tell.
But you must have some idea. Oh, I can't stand this. I have to know.
Harry!
Go up again. I tell you, Marcia, I can't bear the suspense. I must know if he's conscious.
But why?
Because I feel responsible. I was here with him alone. There might have been something I should have done. Oh, Marcia, I beg of you, go upstairs again and find out what's going on. You must.
Oh, all right.
What am I going to do? Maybe I should make a bolt for it. If he's come round, if he could talk to them, they must know. Maybe they've rung for the police already. Maybe they're only keeping Marcia and me waiting here till the police arrive. That's it. That's what it is. They're keeping me here so I won't be able to get away. I have to bolt for it. Bendigo's told them the lot.
Harry, where are you going?
What? Oh, look, I have to go, Marcia.
But you can't go now, Harry. I've just seen the doctor and Aunt Harriet.
What did they say? Tell me, what did they say?
Uncle Tressida is dead.
All I can say is Terra Tressida Bendigo must be off his head. Think of that rotter Palmer taking control of Bendigo's entire organization in a year or two. I tell you, it's fantastic.
Yeah. Well, with Marcia, it seems to be a case of love me, love Uncle Tressida's bags of gold. Ah, listen, Jeff. Am I here tonight to natter about Palmer or help you with your work?
I suppose we may as well get on with it.
It's better. Unless you want to sit here until midnight. Look, darling... I've said it 50 times already, I know, but can't you forget Palmer and Marcia?
Palmer? No.
Jeff, you're only driving yourself into the ground. Leave the hunting and poking about to Benny Puller and Hooper the private eye. He makes me laugh, that man.
Huh? Why should he?
Well, you know the Hollywood brand of private eye. long trench coat, and hat pulled down, all tough and twice as knowing. I thought such creatures were strictly a figment of Raymond Chandler's imagination. But, oh, no. Look at Mr. Hooper, cut from the very same pattern.
Yeah, he probably goes to all the goon movies and takes notes.
Could be.
It's too bad he doesn't get the same results. And if he ever traces that £1,800 to Palmer or Angela Tennant, I'll buy him a trench coat that hangs all the way down to the ground.
Wouldn't I like to see Tressida Bendigo's face when we do take him some proof about Palmer and Angela? Not to mention Marcia.
If we ever do.
We will one day, Jeff. I know we will. They can't get away with it forever.
Are you looking forward to the day?
I don't know.
Well, for the love of Pete, why not?
Because I can never be certain that you won't go back to Marcia.
Bear up, Marcia, darling. Do you want me to clear off? If there's anything in the world I can do, just tell me.
No, there's nothing you can do.
From now on, I'll look after you. It's just you and me now. Isn't it, darling?
Look, you'd better go, Harry.
You sure?
Yes. Yes, I'm sure. Go away, please.
All right, darling. I won't go to the office in the morning. I'll...
Don't talk about the office. No, don't talk to me about anything.
But it has to be thought about Marcia. Would you like me to call at Fleming's? He has to be told. He'd probably want to close the office for the day. It's up to you, you know. You're in charge from now on. Shall I see him tonight?
No. Yes, yes, if you like. Do whatever you like, Harriet. Go away now and leave me alone. Please.
All right, sweet.
May I come in, Marcia?
Oh, yes, Doctor, come in.
I've given your aunt a sedative, but she's sleeping. Now, what about you? You should get some sleep, too, you know.
Oh, no. No, I couldn't possibly.
Oh, come along. I know it's terribly hard on you, but let me know best. I have some tablets here that'll send you off in 5 minutes.
No, not really, Doctor. I don't want anything.
Very well. Just as you like, my dear. There's nothing more I can do now. I'll be getting along, and I'll call first thing in the morning.
Well, I'm leaving too, Dr. McIndoe. You have your own car, I suppose, or can I give you a lift?
Oh, I have my own car, thanks. Good night, Marcia, and my very deepest sympathy.
Thank you. Good night.
Keep it chin up, darling. I'll be here in the morning, too.
Good night, Harry.
After you, Harry.
She's terribly broken up, Doctor.
Naturally. Palmer, come and sit in my car for 5 minutes, would you? I want to have a chat with you.
Well, if you don't mind, I have a couple of calls to make for Marcia. I'd rather push off.
Oh, I won't keep you long, old chap. Better do as I say.
Well, all right, but... Why?
I want to have a word with you, that's why. About the late Mr. Bendigo. One or two important words in there.
Tanker Ranjit leaves Singapore on February 12th.
Check.
Arriving February the 26th.
Check.
Good, that's the shipping. We just whizzed through these demurrages and then we're finished.
Right. Jamison Bond Stores Limited.
Mm. Oh, hang it. What the dickens is this? Just a minute, Stella.
Marcia.
Let me quickly, please, Jeff. I had to come.
Of course, come in. What is it? You've been crying.
Jeff, Uncle Tressett is dead.
What?
Is he? His heart tonight.
Oh, you poor kid. Come sit down.
Did I hear you say... Your uncle's dead, Marcia?
Yes.
Oh, how awful. Oh, Marcia, I'm so terribly sorry. Oh, Jeff, look after her while I make some coffee.
There. This is dreadful.
I know I've no right to bother you, Jeff. I couldn't stay at home. Don't, Harriet.
Oh, that's all right. You don't have to say anything.
Jeff, I'm in the way. I'll clear off.
Thanks, Stella. It might be best.
Well, Marcy, dear, for what it's worth, I... Oh, well, I don't suppose anything I could say would make it better for you. See you in the morning, Jeff.
All right, Stella. Thanks again. Now dry your eyes and tell me all about it. How did it happen?
Well, Aunt Harriet and I had to go out. And we left Uncle Chester in bed. He was alone except for Harriet Palmer.
Palmer was there?
Yes. And when we got back...
Harriet Palmer was alone with your uncle when he died?
When he was taken ill. His heart...
Palmer was there in the house? And you've come to me?
I had to, Jeff. I couldn't bear it there alone.
Tell me everything, Marcia, right from the beginning. Don't leave out a single thing.
All right, Doctor. What is it you want to talk about?
Palmer, you probably know that the medical man in attendance on a patient who dies has to sign a death certificate.
Yes, I know that.
But we don't sign death certificates unless we're completely satisfied about the cause and circumstances of the death.
Well, of course not. That stands to reason. What are you driving at?
By tomorrow morning, I have to decide whether or not to put my name to a certificate for Tressida Bendigo.
Well, isn't there any difficulty about that, is there?
I don't know. You were alone in the house with him when his seizure took place. Palmer, suppose you tell me exactly what happened tonight. And you may as well know that what I do in the morning will depend on what you have to say right now. All right. Suppose you begin at the beginning.
Suspicious. Maybe old Bendigo did manage to tell him something. It couldn't be anything else. I have to find out from McIntyre. I have to. Did Bendigo say anything, or didn't he? I must know.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.